Can a stepmother successfully raise another woman's children? Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder presents the real-life story of Kay Fairchild, a stepmother who tries. What would you think of a person who walked three times around the house before going in out of the rain? Sounds very foolish, doesn't it? But it's no more foolish than using different preparations to accomplish what Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder does in one single brushing. Sensational is the word for Colgate Tooth Powder's all-purpose action. Almost the second the brush touches your teeth, Colgate Tooth Powder changes to a rich, cleansing foam. It goes to work on dingy film stains that cloud over your teeth, removes them so the glorious natural luster sparkles in full brilliance. And then, while it cleans your teeth, Colgate Tooth Powder chases the staleness out of your mouth, imparts a glorious, bracing freshness, leaves your breath sweeter, too. Well, now, this should be enough for any dentist, but Colgate Tooth Powder can be used in gum massage. It's safe and pleasant, so it makes gum massage an enjoyable experience. So if you want brighter teeth, a fresher feeling in your mouth, and safety for gum massage, then enjoy all this with Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. Now, you'll find Colgate Tooth Powder featured at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. And the giant size is most economical for family use. But now, Colgate Tooth Powder presents Kay Fairchild, stepmother. If you were Kay Fairchild's next-door neighbor, and if you leaned over the backyard fence these days to chat with her, you'd find her the same smiling, cheerful Kay you'd always known. You'd not suspect that Kay herself is puzzled and worried about why her husband, John, is staying so many days at the state capitol, and that she doesn't know why he went in the first place. If you saw her stepdaughter, Peg, you might suspect from the glowing smile on Peg's face that last night she got from Bert Weston what she interpreted as a proposal of marriage. Well, as we join Kay, it's past 10 o'clock at night. She and Bud, returning from the movies, are just coming up the front porch. Listen.
It's warm tonight. Guess we should have taken the car instead of walking.
Oh, I'm glad we walked. Gave us a better chance of talking, Kay.
Mm-hmm. Did that. Let's sit down here in the porch swing for a while and cool off, huh?
Okay, sure. It's not very late. I don't have to go to bed just yet, do I, Kay?
Oh, no. I guess you get plenty of sleep, averaging it over the week.
I get more sleep than I really need during the summertime. Well, I'm here at home, anyhow. But that's because I don't have enough to do around here. Oh, it'll be different when I get to camp.
Yes, when you get to camp.
Gosh, I'll be on the go all the time at that place. They blow reveille at 6:30 in the morning. And from that time until they blow lights out at 10 in the evening, there'll be something doing every minute. Oh, gee, it's going to be swell.
This morning I was looking at the camp catalog you have up there in your room. It's all dog-eared and wrinkled. You almost worn it out.
Say, I've gone through that thing so often, I can recite most of it by heart. But, okay, I'm getting kind of tired of reading the catalog and looking at pictures. I want to go there and start having fun. It's the best part of the summer right now. Some of the other fellows went 2 weeks ago.
Well, there's still the whole month of August.
Sure, August is fine, but, well, they'd be starting getting ready. Have to get those hiking shoes and the sports shorts you said you'd get me. And, gee, there are a lot of things to do. Well, couldn't we get the shoes and the shirts tomorrow, eh, Kay?
I think we'd better wait until your father gets home, then.
Why, it's just the trouble. He keeps staying away and staying away. Why does he? What's he got to do down there at the state capitol?
Oh, a lot of little things, I guess. His business down there is taking him longer than he expected.
Seems to me Dad could remember about me wanting to go away to camp. He doesn't seem to pay much attention to me lately.
Well, it's just that he's so busy at the office time.
I know, but I bet if he'd been home tonight, he wouldn't have gone to movies with me the way you did.
Why, he might have. He's often taken you to the movies.
It's been so long since the last time I can hardly remember it. You've been awful swell to me, ain't you? I don't mean just tonight, but ever since you came here.
I'm glad you feel that way, Doctor. Can you think of any reason, though, why I shouldn't be swell to you?
Well, you wouldn't have to be. After all, I'm not your own boy.
Of course you're my own boy.
Well, no, I'm not. Not in the same way as Billy. But you treat Billy and me just the same, as though we both belong to you. I think you're pretty wonderful to be that way.
Well, when I came here, Bud, I wanted you to become my own boy, and I wanted to become your own mother. And there's nothing I like better than hearing you say this. But you think it's worked out that way.
Gee, it sure has. You know, A.K., a fellow like me needs somebody to talk to now and then. Like we're talking tonight. I get to thinking about a lot of things all by myself. Things I'd like to ask somebody about.
What things, for instance?
Well, about what I'm going to be when I grow up. I know what I'd like to be, but this dad wouldn't think so much of the idea.
Well, you can't tell. What would you like to be?
You know what? I'd like to live way up in the North Woods and be a guide. I'd like to know all the places to catch the big fish and where all the streams come from and where they go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to be able to shoot the rapids in a canoe and know how to live in the woods for months without supplies and all the other things a guide can do. I'd sure like that. Yeah, but these guides don't make much money, do they?
Oh, I think most of them get along all right.
I guess I wouldn't make enough money to get married if I was a guide, would I?
Get married? Well, I don't know.
Well, that's all I have to think about, getting married, of course. Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Do you think it's all right for a fellow like me to have a girl?
Why, yes, I guess so.
You know, I do have a girl, Aunt Kay. Julie Ellen promised to be my girl, and I promised to be her fella.
Why, but I think that's fine.
You know, I used to think girls were kind of silly. I didn't like to have them around, but Julie Ellen's different. I like her.
I understand that. I'll tell you what. Wouldn't you like to bring Julie Ellen here to the house some evening? You can invite some of your other friends, too, and have a little party.
Hey, that'd be swell. Could I really do that, A.K.?
Of course. If Julie Ellen's your girl, there's no reason why you should meet her on a street corner.
Well, I go over and sit on the porch sometimes, but it'd be great to have her here at our house. Can we have the party right after we get back from camp?
Well, I don't see why not. We'll pick out an evening that suits everybody, and then you can send out invitations. Oh, here comes Peg.
Hello, Peg.
Hello, Peg.
Hi, sis.
Oh, it's warm. We ought to have some fans out here on the porch.
Mm, there are fans inside in the living room.
That's all right. I'll cool off sites here for a while.
And are you to the movies, too?
Mm-hmm. Went with Lucille Newton.
Oh, what a wonderful picture. The story of a girl who comes back from the South Seas and a man she's in love
well,
with.
Well, I guess I'll be getting along to bed.
Night, A.K.
Night, bud.
Well, thanks again for going to show with me. And I'll be remembering about the party.
All right.
Party.
Oh, Bud and I have been planning a little party for some of his friends. With his girlfriend, Julie Ellen, as guest of honor.
His girlfriend? A kid like that having a girl?
Well, now, Peg, don't laugh about it. He's quite serious. You know, he's reached the age when boys start thinking about such things as being in love.
But just thinking about it. Wait till it really happens to him.
Well, there's lots of time for that.
Hey,
hmm?
Don't you think that when two people are also much in love with each other, terribly much in love, that don't you think they ought to get married, even though maybe they don't have so much money?
Well, that depends on a lot of things, Peg. I don't know that I could answer a general question like that.
But if being in love was the most important thing in the world to them, Don't you think they'd be wise to get married no matter what else happens?
No, I'm afraid love alone isn't enough to make a marriage successful. Lovers sometimes lose their appetites temporarily, but never permanently. And sooner or later, there comes up the problem of when and how do we eat, and where do we live, and what do we wear?
I suppose so. But being married doesn't take so very much money, does it?
Well, it depends on how the newlyweds wish to live. Of course, South Sea Islanders might get along very well, I suppose, with no more property than a thatched hut, and no more income than the coconuts that fall from the sea. But I'm afraid the sons and daughters of wealthy folks would have slightly different requirements.
Oh, sure, but just ordinary people like us. It doesn't take much more for two people to be married than it does for them to live by themselves, does it?
Well, a lot of people have gotten married believing that, but changed their minds later.
Maybe they weren't really in love. Hey, do you think a man is usually more in love with his wife after he marries her than he was before?
My, you're asking an awful lot of difficult questions. I'm afraid I don't have the answer to that one either.
I should think a man would be more in love with a girl after he was married to her. I'll bet that's the way it works out most of the time.
Well, nice to think so. Maybe it's true.
It wouldn't matter if both the man and woman had to work for a while after they were married, would it?
In lots of cases, it wouldn't, Peg. And others, both members of the family working, would cause trouble. But why this sudden, intense interest in the problems of marriage?
Oh, I was just wondering. I'm grown up, and it's natural I should want to know about such things, isn't it?
Why, yes, I suppose so. But there isn't any special reason why you're asking these questions tonight, is there?
Yeah. Well, maybe one of these days a lot of people are going to get a surprise.
Just what does Peg mean? We know she thinks that Bert Weston has proposed marriage, but is she trying to tell Kay that she's going to surprise people by eloping? Kay is already deeply worried about John's mysterious trip to the Capitol. In his absence, she feels more than ever responsible for Peg. Is Peg really serious about marriage? You see, here's a can of Colgate all-purpose tooth powder. Now, it's not a fancy package. Nothing remarkable about it. Excuse me, though. There is something remarkable about it. Yes, Colgate tooth powder gives results the first time you use it. First, this scientific tooth powder cleans your teeth so they can shine with full, natural brilliance. No film stains, no dingy clouds. And second, while it cleans, it freshens your whole mouth, sweetens your breath. Third, you'll find Colgate all-purpose tooth powder safe and mighty pleasant for important gum massage. There isn't a dental cleanser, powder, paste, or liquid that can possibly do more. So ask for Colgate all-purpose tooth powder today and enjoy these dazzling results. Colgate tooth powder is on sale at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Wasn't quite sure what Peg was driving at in asking all those questions about marriage. She finds out tomorrow, and very definitely, just what her stepdaughter has in mind. So be at your radio tomorrow at this time for Kay Fairchild's Stepmother, brought to you by Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. This is Don Hancock speaking. Cashmere Bouquet Talcum Powder is such a practical toiletry. It dries up lingering moisture after your bath, helps comfort a sensitive, chafed skin, imparts a silken smoothness to your whole body. Cashmere Bouquet Talcum wards off body staleness and gives your person the alluring fragrance men love. Cashmere Bouquet Talcum Powder comes in 10 cents and larger sizes at all toilet goods counters. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.